I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're brought to you by HomeServe. Relief for your AC emergencies. Visit homeserveny.com. You started with the Yankees, so we will tell you they play the Blue Jays. CC Sabathia, J Happ, the starters. We'll have it on the Fan tonight. Yankees 3 out in the AL East. Red Sox tonight in Tampa, so they stay within the division. Mets open up 2-game series with the Rangers. Chris Flexen, the starter there. Nationals beat the Marlins 3-2. Bryce Harper, 150th career home run. Adam Lind, the go ahead RBI single in the eighth. Also, Orioles beat the Angels 6-2. Manny Machado, a grand slam. The Orioles, by the way, back to 500.
Oh, watch out.
And you say whatever you want. I'm not saying anything, but now they are just a game and a half out in the wild card race all of a sudden.
You're not saying something.
I am saying something. As I'm speaking, I'm saying something.
It's time of the year the buck wakes up.
Well, a lot of people thought the Orioles were
going to... Ding dong! Who is it?
Buck Showalter! Biatch!
So they're playing very good baseball. And I play this because you don't see this often. This was in San Francisco last night where the Cubs beat the Giants.
Javier drives one in the air, deep right center field. Back goes Moncrief, still going. That ball's off the wall and bouncing away. Javier might round the bases. Hayward has scored. Baez rounding third. He's trying for an inside the Parker. The throw to the plate. He slides. He's safe. Inside the park. Home run. Javier Baez. Cubs lead 2-0.
Great slide at home plate.
Someone asked Boomer yesterday, what's the most exciting play in baseball for you? I think it's the inside the park home run.
It's rare.
No, somebody asked me yesterday what was the most exciting game in football.
Yes.
Well, he just turned it to baseball.
I turned it to baseball. I don't know why you'd have to correct me on that.
Well, because they didn't ask me about baseball. They asked me about football.
Yeah, but the point is, what's the most exciting playing sports? And I don't know why you have to do
sports.
That.
Sports.
Sports.
Sports. And it ain't the 2 minutes of the Kentucky Derby. I can tell that right now.
That's for sure.
That's not even a sport.
Well, I mean, it's horses.
Yeah. Right. It's not a sport. It's animals running.
I think there's nothing more exciting than when a guy needs a turkey in the final frame. To win his bowling match.
Oh, that's thrilling.
Yes.
For those guys, it is. Yeah.
That is quite thrilling.
It is.
For
if
them.
If you got to that. And what Boomer's doing there is just reminding me that he did that to me 10 years ago. Christmas party number one, Boomer and Carton. Bowmore Lanes downtown.
Bam.
Competitive Boomer.
Boomer beats me in game one. I beat Boomer in game two. We then saw competitive Boomer. Everyone else got kicked off the lanes. And it was all right, let's go. And I have a big lead, and I'm talking smack. He needs a turkey in the 10th to beat me by a pin. Strike. I then delay giving him his ball back to try to take him off his game. Strike. And he looked at me with those blue, steely eyes and said, "That's the difference." And I go, "Of what?" And he never answered the question.
A NARP or a non-NARP.
I guess.
Essentially.
Something. I was so upset that day.
Jets placing Quincy Enunwa on season-ending IR. Neck injury. Here was Todd Bowles. Is this career-ending?
They said it wasn't, but going forward, we'll see. They said he should come out okay.
6 to 9 months.
I think the New York Post, I'm one for big headlines, but the guy just had a significant neck injury. And his career, in theory, could be over. Yeah. I know they're saying it's not, but you don't know with the neck, right? And they go with the headline, Edunwa. Come on, man.
That's nice.
Right? I mean, they got him down on the field. He's got a significant neck injury. Their words, not mine. And you go with Edunwa.
Well, they're paying him a lot of dough to come up with stuff like that. You know.
Yes. Edunwa.
Too bad. Really too bad.
Not good. And then you had the Christian Hackenberg. Here's Todd Bowles. Where's he at? Thoughts on him so far?
Well, he has to play. No different than Josh. No different than Bryce. They got to play. After a week of training camp, I'm not going to be too impressed.
Right.
Don't you have to allow him to play? You're the guy that decides who plays?
Well, I mean, in terms of where's he at in the competition, well, they haven't played any games yet, so we'll see. At Giants camp, Ben McAdoo, Sterling Shepard back on the practice field.
He was running around. I didn't see any noticeable limp or anything like that. He was moving around.
So that's goodness. So the Jets are banged up, the Giants getting healthier. Here's Eli. How much, if at all, will you play this weekend?
I don't know. What did McAdoo say? He tell y'all anything?
He said it's up to you.
He said it was up to me? All right. We'll see. I'll go play.
And then he talked about Brandon Marshall.
I think he's been, you know, dialed in and been a great leader and just set an example of how to be prepared for every practice.
Of course, Sheldon Richardson.
That goes against what Sheldon Richardson right. said. And Sheldon Richardson won't give this up.
No.
To the point of it's almost like, dude, get over it. But he and Brandon Marshall clearly did not get along. And now he's accusing Brandon Marshall of being he called him, what was it?
Drama queenish.
They hate each other.
Right? And said that, he goes, the front office may not like me, but the guys in the locker room love me. And I'm paraphrasing here. I didn't give up on the team. He did.
Well, this goes back. It really goes back to the game up in New England where, you know, Brandon went off at halftime and then basically didn't play in the second half.
Right.
So I get it. You know, it's feathers between, you know, teammates, and one was one way and the other was the other way. And I don't think Sheldon wanted to be, preached to.
Sure.
I don't think he wanted to be lectured. I think he got tired of Brandon's, you know.
Brandon hasn't said anything in months.
Well, he really can't say anything. I mean, I don't.
Right. I mean, if
I were Brandon, I would just let Sheldon get it off his chest, whatever, and just play with the team that hopefully gets you to the Super Bowl.
Or just a playoff game, which he's never played.
Right, exactly.
Go ahead, Jerry.
You want to hear from Chris Carter on FS1 about Ezekiel Elliott?
So let me just set this up for you, because
okay.
I have a theory as to why this is happening. Chris Carter, the former player.
Yeah.
Chris Carter is, as you said, employed by a Fox at FS1, and he's starting, a new show or a TV show, a radio show, whatever it is, this fall. This is nothing at all but a desperate attempt for him to keep his name out there in the media to stay relevant. So when he launches this new show of his, people then want to go hear the next outrageous thing he's going to say. So he said what you're about to let people hear. It was immediately refuted by Roger Goodell, who happened to be at the Giants camp yesterday, who got wind of it. Someone asked him about it and immediately said, Chris Carter has no idea what he's talking about. Now, if I'm Ezekiel Elliott, I got a problem with what he said too. Play it.
All right, so here are the similarities to Zeke and Tom Brady. That's where it started.
Information that he had been advised possibly to give up that was destroyed.
So he's pretty accusing him.
He's talking about the
similarities, right? And he's basically saying, accusing him of possibly destroying evidence in his case.
Information that he had been advised possibly to give up that was destroyed.
And I think that's comparing that to the phone. Remember how the phones were all destroyed?
I think
he's accusing Elliott of possibly destroying evidence
exactly
in the case.
That's exactly what he's doing.
If Brady's suspended, why not him?
There was a precedent set with the GOAT and Tom Brady when they suspended him for on-the-field conduct 4 games.
He expects it.
For me, in the next 48 hours, I would be shocked if Zeke was not suspended. Mm.
And here he is on the information coming out.
It's going to be fairly easy to determine that something happened to this woman in her 4 days of being with Zeke. I mean, this is just pure either assault or domestic violence.
Now,
so that's the gist.
I don't know what did or didn't happen. We'll find out from a legal standpoint.
So let me ask you a question. What happens if Chris Carter is right?
If he's right?
Yeah.
Are we going
to go back and play this again and say, look, he was right?
Yeah, I would. And I'd say, I apologize, he had that right. But when you publicly accuse a guy of destroying evidence, you better have that locked up, right? And this is the same guy that talked about having a fall guy and all the other nonsense, right? Like, it's one thing for you to say, hey, in my opinion, based on what I've read, I believe something happened between him and this woman. I got no problem with that line.
But the way that he's saying
But you're accusing him of destroying evidence. How the hell would you know that? Right?
Well, that's a good question.
You think Ezekiel called up Chris Carter and said, hey, by the way, there's no way they bust me. I destroyed everything. No, that didn't happen.
No, that didn't happen.
Right. So again, we've sat here, to be fair, we read what's out there, and I can tell you, yes, I think something probably happened between him and this gal. And I agree with Chris Carter on that part. What it was, I truly don't know. Neither does he. My issue is, when you're accusing a guy of destroying evidence, that's a major, major accusation, no?
I would say it is. Let's just see where this whole thing ends up, and then we can decide whether or not. Because, I would think that would be malicious
Yeah.
And it would be, I would think, a suable offense.
It's defamation at its best. Now, that is not the lead story in sports, though, today.
It's not.
Now, there's an old thing. I'll give you a quick lesson in journalism. When you buy a newspaper, the story in the top right section of the paper was always supposed to be the most important story in the entire paper.
Okay.
I don't know who made that up, but they teach that in journalism classes. Jerry would know that. Jerry had a school, right? So you take that over to the world of the internet. When they build information websites, they do it with the same premise. Top right story is what they believe to be the biggest story in this case, sports, right?
Okay.
So I go to CBSSports.com. Okay?
Yes.
Top right story, number one most important, biggest story in sports today. If you've seen it, don't guess. You haven't seen it. What do you think it is, Al?
I would go Quincy Enunwa.
Starting wide receiver out. Eddie, what do you think?
I might go with the Ezekiel Elliott story.
Ezekiel Elliott.
And this is a national CBS Sports.
This is
CBS New York.
This is national CBSSports.com. Number one biggest story in sports today, most important story for you to discuss today is Jerry Recco.
Mike Trout. Yeah.
26 years old.
Yeah.
Back and killing it again.
Yeah.
Before I tell you that you're right, Boomer, what's your guess?
Me.
You.
Yes. CTE.
Somebody egotistical would
just say. I think so, yes. I don't know why you're asking this, so it has to have something to do, I would think, with our show.
See, you are, unlike these knuckleheads,
you
process.
Yeah, I do process.
And you think, why would Craig even bring it up?
Right, exactly.
The lead story in sports today in America, the most important story for people to discuss today, Boomer Esiason says he likely has CTE.
Well, there you go.
What a crock of crap.
That's our website.
Boomer and Carton on the Fan.
Right,
come on.
Dude, that's our website, man. Come on now.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.